1, 2, 3, 4.
Sue had been a stewardess since that word was in style. She learned to love the turbulence and wear an airline smile. Then came the pandemic with the mandates and the masks. She'd never seen her passengers be such pains in the ass. I've got Coke, I've got coffee, I've got apple juice and tea. It's a short hop from Philly down to Miami. Some young drunk in a silly hat sat halfway to the back. Annoying all his neighbors, he said his name was Max. Sue ignored his rude remarks and his ugly hat until he tried to grab her boob, and that was the end of that. I've got Coke, I've got coffee, I've got apple juice and tea, and I need some assistance on row 23. Fred had played football to try and woo the girls. Then he joined the airline to try and see the world. When he heard Sue's call, he dropped his airline smile. Fred looked like a cornerback rushing up the aisle. I've got Coke, I've got coffee, I've got apple juice and tea, and a whole roll of duct tape for row 23. Max said, my mom is a lawyer, my dad's a millionaire. Fred said, that does not matter one bit up here in the air. You'll get your one phone call, but for now, put down your beer. Fred unrolled his duct tape as the plane began to cheer. Fred went round and round and up and down. He wrapped Max up so neat. The dude looked like a mummy from his mouth down to his feet. So, if you go to Miami, please don't be like Max. Don't get hammered and don't wear your stupid hat. And don't mess with Sue, else she may lose her shit. And Fred will put you in your place and tape you down to it. They've got Coke, they've got coffee, they've got apple juice and tea, and plenty of duct tape to keep you in your seat. Just watch out for that sticky seat on row 23.